Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. College students across the country have set up encampments this week to step up demonstrations in support of Palestinians. Today, those demonstrations expanded to Arizona State University's campus in Tempe. Kirsten Dorman with member station KJZZ was there and has this report.
Lexari Coronado is an ASU student involved with the Party for Socialism and Liberation, which organized the demonstration.
This is solely in solidarity with those in Palestine. What's happening at Columbia and USC, that is just a student movement rising up, and we are rising up with them.
Nearby, one student was taking graduation portraits. To avoid retaliation on campus, she asked us not to use her name.
I feel like even if, like, you know, like they weren't here today, like I think that it's kind of like hard to ignore like what is going on.
ASU acknowledged arrests were made related to the protest, saying the encampment is unauthorized and violates university policy as well as its student code of conduct. For NPR News, I'm Kirsten Dorman in Tempe.
The State Department has found that some Israeli units have been responsible for what it calls gross violations of human rights during the war with Hamas. But the agency has so far stopped short of restricting U.S. aid to Israel, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Under the so-called Leahy Law, the U.S. has to restrict assistance to any unit accused of human rights violations if countries don't take steps to respond. This could be the first time the law would be applied to Israel, which receives over $3 billion a year in U.S. aid. Sources say the department found that some Israeli units were responsible for gross human rights violations. The allegations go back several years and predate the war in Gaza. Israel has taken some steps to respond, sources say, but the department is still looking into one unit, believed to be the ultra-Orthodox Netzeh Yehuda, which was blamed for the death of an elderly Palestinian-American man in 2022. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Ukraine will be receiving additional Patriot missiles for its air defense systems from the U.S. The missiles are part of a $6 billion aid package being sent to the country to help with its war against Russia. Also included are advanced surface-to-air missile systems. A number of tornadoes hit Nebraska Friday. The largest one hit the western suburbs of Omaha, where it traveled for miles and damaged hundreds of buildings. In Lancaster County, three workers at an industrial complex were hurt when a tornado hit one of the buildings. 70 people were inside when the structure collapsed. Among them was Toby Baker.
Buildings start shaking. I took off running, things flying by my head. I got in the bathroom right as the whole building collapsed, and it built like a little teepee, like right above me, and this big piece of steel just went right across my face, just missed it by an inch. Just glad everyone's alive.
Baker spoke with ABC News. Police and firefighters are moving from building to building to find anyone who needs help. You're listening to NPR News. The Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge rose a little more than expected last month by 2.7% from a year ago. As NPR's Rafael Nam reports, it's another sign that inflation is proving more stubborn than expected.
Recent economic data seems to point to a similar dynamic. All in all, the economy seems to be doing pretty well. The labor market is also doing well, but inflation is also running higher than expected. We got another sign of that this morning. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, or PCE Price Index, stayed above the Fed's target. That means the Fed will be unlikely to cut interest rates anytime soon. And that should keep the cost of loans higher, meaning people will continue to pay more for mortgages or car payments. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
Regulators closed Republic First Bank in Philadelphia Friday. It did business as Republic Bank. The failure of the bank is expected to cost the FDIC insurance fund $667 million. Fulton Bank of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, has agreed to assume substantially all of Republic's deposits and to buy essentially all of its assets. Some changes were announced for pro football today. The NFL says players will be allowed this fall to use soft helmet covers, known as guardian caps, during regular season games. Some position players have already been required to wear them during practices since 2022. Now quarterbacks, kickers, and punters are the only players not required to use them on the practice field. Their use during games, though, will still remain optional. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.